I'm Hunter Highwell. Welcome back to another edition of the Full Press Islanders podcast. Of course, another day, another biggest game of the season, and something that we're not used to as Islander fans, a nationally televised game on TNT. So that's pretty cool. We're going to be featured on there. A nice little playoff race, but you already know what's going to happen in the pregame and show and the intermissions. It's going to be Alex Ovechkin. He's close to Gretzky. Alex Ovechkin chasing down Gretzky. Oh, yeah, and the Islanders are in a playoff hunt, but Alex Ovechkin hunting down Gretzky. And that's fine. I don't really care about if the national audience views this as a playoff team or not, but I just already know that that's going to happen because, well, I mean, chasing down the all-time goals record. But let's get into a little bit of the preview of this game. Obviously, yesterday we broke down the big win against the Devils. And one of the biggest things with the Islanders this season is the inconsistency. Now, the Islanders, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. We know that they're a good team. But the biggest thing that has dragged us down is that when we get big wins, we find a way to just fumble it the next one. The letdown spot. Tonight cannot be another letdown spot. Now, example, I'm going to go recent because I could give you a thousand things from the season because it's 82 freaking games. To think that a team is going to be on every single game, it's just, it's crazy. It's unrealistic because there's so many games and it just takes one guy to have a bad game for the whole thing to blow up. But last week, they beat the Maple Leafs 7-2. The best win of the season. Obviously, Toronto's trying to push on into the playoffs. They've obviously got a lot of good players. You don't need to go into breaking down the Maple Leafs. We all know how good they are and how dangerous they can be. We beat them 7-2. That's a huge win, especially at home in a game that you have to have, a game that we were all scared of. We win that game 7-2. And then we turn around Friday, Saturday, Columbus, Buffalo, and we get 1 point. 1 point out of a possible four. And then obviously Monday night, they turn around in a game that they have to have. Sorokin plays really well, and they get contributions up and down, and they find a way to win the game. And that's the biggest thing. Just find a way to win. And obviously, we're going to go into a couple of keys here, what we need to see. And I also want to continue to just talk glowingly about this team and everything that they've dealt with. Because obviously, this team has been fighting through injuries all season long. And you got to give them credit where credit's due. The season has been defined by injuries. Obviously, the Matt Barzal injury as of recent. They've dealt with a couple of guys getting sick throughout the year. Palmieri's missed a lot of time. Brock Nelson's missed a lot of time. And now we're also missing Sebastian Aho. But honestly, I want to shout out Simon Bolduc. He has looked really good. Not just now, but when he came up earlier on in the season, he's very impressive. He's been impressive every game we've seen him because he doesn't do anything that's going to jump off the page. You never watch him. And you're never like, wow, he made that play. That was fantastic. That was amazing. That was the greatest play I've ever seen. But what he does do is someone comes down on him. He throws the puck into the corner. Bolduc beats him there, bodies him off, makes the right crisp pass, and the Islanders are able to turn it up the other way. That's all we need out of him, especially a guy, he's playing a seventh defenseman role because obviously there's no real update on Aho yet because the Islanders don't update on anything. I mean, they always mention this. It took him a month to tell us that Barzal has not skated yet. Like, that would have been nice to know a while ago because he is the franchise player, and we would like to know how our franchise player that's injured is doing. That would be great, but the Islanders never like to let us know anything. So Bolduc has been really good for this team because he's just steady. And I really do believe that the defensemen have been playing a lot better with him in the lineup. I would actually be inclined to leave him in the lineup over Aho. Now, I know Aho provides that little bit of offensive skill, but I just think that the turnovers that Aho commits, and they're not crazy and wild, but they're backbreaking at times. I just would rather have Bolduc just stay out there and us limit chances against. Because the Islanders are showing now that they're able to score goals. Think about it. Palmieri scoring at a premium now. Nelson's been really good lately. They're scoring 4 or 5 goals a game. That shutout is an anomaly. The last two of the last three games, they've scored 4 or more goals. And then you look at the Maple Leafs game, they scored 7. So outside of getting shut out by Buffalo, which still is crazy to me that that even happened. And I know they had 2 empty nets on Monday, but they had 3 goals against the Devils, which doesn't normally happen against New Jersey. They usually keep teams to under 3 goals. Think about it. They scored 7 against Toronto, 4 against Columbus, 5 against the Devils. Like, they're starting to score goals, so I'd rather have a guy in the lineup that's able to keep the puck out of our net or at least help it because Sorokin made a lot of big saves. Now, we're going to have to get off to a better start than we did on Monday because Sorokin making those saves, that's not going to happen every single game. And the Capitals, you got to think too, they're desperate. They still think they can make the playoffs. As crazy as it sounds, they still believe it. And they saw Pittsburgh lose in regulation last night. They were winning against Detroit, and they found a way to lose. They gave up a hat trick to David Perron, and that game just spiraled out of control so fast. Like, the Penguins took the lead, and the Red Wings got back into it. Like, the Penguins were actually down 2-0 pretty early on in that game. And then it was tied 4-4 for a while, and the Red Wings scored 3 goals with Casey DeSmith still in the net. Like, it wasn't a couple of empty netters that put it away. So that was a big, first of all, thank you, Detroit. You did us a favor. But Washington is now like, guys, the door is open, and this is our last chance. So how do we find a way to get off to a better start than we did on Monday? I know I just said that we're going to need to get off to a better start, but I'm going to break some news to Sorokin. The Capitals are going to come out flying tonight. So the best way to find a way to win the game is you're going to have to shut down the Capitals for 10 minutes. And by shut down, I mean not let them score with this flurry that they're going to have. Because, you know, the Capitals, like I said, they still have really good players, and they're desperate. This is it for them. They have the Islanders at home, one of the teams they're chasing in their division. They view this as their last chance. So they're going to come out flying. Ovechkin's going to be flying. Kuznetsov's going to look good. Backstrom's going to be out there a lot. So how do we counter that? Well, I know everybody's been looking for Bo Horvat to score goals, but you're going to need Horvat out there to just play solid defense for that 10 minutes. You got to get to that first or second commercial break for things to settle down, and Sorokin might have to make 2 or 3 big saves. He might have to make big saves to let this team get going, let the Islanders kind of be like, all right, this is a big game, and we know that. And also, I've been really back and forth on the coach, but Monday's game, you got to give him credit. The team was ready to go. I know New Jersey came out and they were flying pretty early, but it wasn't because the Islanders weren't ready or they weren't expecting it. They knew exactly what was going to happen. That's why I gave credit to Lambert, because they weathered the storm, because the Devils are a fast young team. The Islanders had to pick their opportunities and they made the most of them. That's why they're going to have to do something very similar. Now, the Capitals are an older team, but they're also an older team that knows what it takes to win this time of year. And so are the Islanders. That's why tonight's game, it's going to be more of a playoff atmosphere than it was on Monday. Monday was a fast, good game, east to west. This game might be more of a couple of good chances both ways, but ice is going to be very hard to come by. There are going to be a lot of battles, a lot of board battles, a lot of hitting is going to be very physical. So you just have to survive the flurry of speed that Washington's going to have in the first 10 minutes. And what do you have to do that? I don't even need to mention this, because when you play Washington, it's just kind of a given. No penalties. They've been doing a better job of that as of late. They're not giving up power plays. That was the biggest thing with the Islanders. When they were really struggling, they used to give up a ton of power plays. Like the 2 games they lost to Washington, frankly, crazy enough, and then Los Angeles the next couple nights later, they gave up a ton of power plays. I always look back at that game against the Kings. They got 3 penalties within a minute of each other. Next thing you know, the Kings are up 3-1. It's over. You can't come back from that. The Capital game, they started to give up power plays. Oshie had a power play goal. Backstrom scored on the power play. Manta had a power play goal. Well, it wasn't actually a power play goal. It ended just as the power play expired. So it's kind of a power play goal because it still takes you a couple seconds to get back into the play. Moral of the story, can't take penalties. Second, what do you have to do? We need one of our big guys to score. And I know I've been going on the last couple of weeks saying, look at guys like Hudson Fashing. He's chipping in and we love it. Look at Pajot. He's gotten a couple of goals now, although I'd like to see him get going too. I consider him still a big guy because he's a big member of the core of this team. Nelson, I can't really ask for much more. And I'm one of the biggest Horvat guys. I love Bo Horvat. He's been really good defensively. He's really good at faceoffs. And he had an empty net goal the other night. Same thing with Parise. He had an empty net goal. Parise got 21, man. That's wild. But we need like a Bo Horvat goal. Like a really big power play goal late in the third period to put the Islanders up 2. Or how about this? A first period goal from Horvat. Score the first one. We don't want to be playing catch up. We don't want to be playing catch-up against the Capitals because this game's in Washington. Take the crowd out of it. Score the first goal. Score it early. And when you score early like we did last time against Washington, don't give it right back. Score the first goal. Take the crowd out of it. Understand that Sorokin's going to have to make a couple of big saves early on. And when he makes those big saves, don't go back to the bench and be like, ugh, this doesn't look good. Go back to the bench and be like, boys, he is keeping us in this one. Let's reward him and go out there with the best shift of the night. This is not a game that's going to be easy. And we need to know that. This is going to be a hard game, hard-fought game. The Islanders are going to win this game, though. I just had that feeling. You know that feeling that you just know your team is going to win? That's how I feel tonight. The Islanders are just going to be that team tonight. And they're going to get closer and closer to clinching a playoff spot. It's right there. We just have to go out and take it. Now, obviously, the Panthers and the Penguins are doing us a big favor. Remember when I said a couple of weeks ago that nobody's going to give it to us, we have to go out and take it? Well, we could do both. Because the Penguins and the Panthers can't seem to get out of their own way. They keep finding ways to lose. The Penguins might do the proverbial back-in because they keep finding different and unique ways to lose, and they're still going to find a way into the playoffs because the Panthers can't take advantage of it. Now, obviously, Florida's not dead yet. But the way it looks now, guys, we're looking closer and closer to clinching. We're 3 points up on the Penguins. Yes, they have a game in hand, and they'll have two games in hand after tonight. But wouldn't it be great to, even though they have two games in hand, we'll be 5 points up on the Penguins. They'll have no chance to get us. Even if they win those two games in hand, they can't reach us. Make it harder for them to catch us. Make it impossible. Keep winning. Can't stop us if we keep winning. And I really don't want to be the team that Ovechkin gets that video on NHL.com or the Instagram of the NHL, just like, another goal towards greatness. And I'm a big Ovi guy. I love Ovechkin. And I know that's an unpopular opinion as an Islander fan, but Ovechkin is one of those guys that you just love to see because he reminds you why you love sports. He reminds us why we love hockey. The pure emotion of scoring a goal at 37 years old. Sometimes you see a guy at 37 score a goal, he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, I've done this 800 times. For him, it's still the excitement. It's the want to win. It's the drive. When he won the cup, celebrating the way he did, you just knew how much it meant to him. That's why I love watching the guy. But I don't want to be a part of history tonight. I just want a nice, clean win. No penalties, nice and straightforward. And I know people are going to say, like, oh, the Islanders are boring. Why'd you throw them on national TV? It's not boring when you win. Hopefully, when we talk tomorrow, the Islanders have won another game and they're getting closer to clinching a playoff spot because we have big games coming up next. We have a back-to-back with Tampa and the Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes are playing for a lot. They're trying to fend off the Devils. So I don't really want to spoil the Hurricanes winning the division, but they're just another team that's in the way. And Tampa, obviously, we know they're going to get going at some point, and that team has been a thorn in our side for 3 years now. So we have to win this game tonight because this weekend is not getting any easier. Like I mentioned, Friday and Saturday, we botched our opportunity. We came back with a huge win against the Devils. Let's give it one more tonight. Let's keep padding towards the playoffs. Don't give in. Don't let the Capitals back into this playoff race. Beat them because the Islanders are better. This is another edition of the Full Press Islanders Podcast.